Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to look within for the real answers. Our guest today is going to be Brigitte Mars, and she's author of The Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health. And I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, what I thought we'd do is get to our gemstone of the week, and gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you might be able to amplify your own energy. So today we're going to talk a little bit about feldspar, and feldspar is, it includes moonstone and amazonite and labradorite. It's a sunstone. It includes a whole bunch of stones. And this mineral assists in detaching from the old, encouraging unconventional and exciting methods to attain your goals. It provides for support in issues of self-awareness and self-love. And it also helps you to realize that love can become united with all aspects of the world. Now, it's been found to as a constituent of moon rock and provides for a connection with intergalactic intelligence. And it assists you in locating that which has been misplaced and in discovering and understanding previously unidentified messages from both within and without of the self. And it can be used in the treatment of disorders such as skin and muscular structure. And that's a little bit about feldspar. You know, these times are just kind of crazy these days, huh, with so many things happening and going on. But, you know, what we're seeing here is that I believe that the light is coming into the world. And just like the eclipse that had just happened, it is bringing positive change and wonderful things coming into life. And so we're in a period right now where we have to be very positive despite what's going on around us. And we also have to take care of our health, because there is so many things that are complicating the problems right now that it's a little crazy. For example, there's a lot of smog going on, which has always been around, but there's also a lot of plastics in everything we eat and drink and whatever. And these microplastics are just a little tough, you know, for the body to get rid of. And it also contributes to 30% of your body fat is used for your immune system. So therefore, what happens is when these plastic particles come in, you end up not, your fat molecules go around it to protect you, and then your fat grows. So it's that. And then we have the chemtrails out there. Even though they're saying, oh, it's not bad, it is using some iron oxide and different kinds of chemicals and gases out there, and heavy metals, which are falling down into the earth and falling everything and doing all of that. And so it's kind of a tough thing, you know, with the chemtrails. Breathing in all of this stuff also is just not a good thing. Then we have to take our food, right? Now, our food, most of it is genetically modified, and like 95% of the soy and wheat in America are that. And our GMO. And what does GMO mean? It means GMO means that they have engineered pesticide in every cell of the plant. And therefore, we're digesting this plant. And the cancer rates have gone up. There's so many things that have gone up in comparison to these GMO foods. So it's best to eat organic if you can, because, you know, there's been a lot of things that are happening because of that. So our water, we have rocket fuel. I think AP, Associated Press, did a study several years ago, and they found rocket fuel in every major water supply from every major city. And then there's also prescription drugs that, you know, people pee out, and then they reconstitute the water, and they redo the water. And what ends up happening is that the water itself, the water facilities are not taking out these medications. And so a lot of us, when we're drinking water and we're not drinking filtered water, we're drinking blood pressure medicine, Prozac, cancer drugs. And only, I mean, if you take a look at your refrigerator, if you have one of those water dispensers in your refrigerator and you look at the filter, you'll see now that it says it takes out prescription drugs. So your tap water isn't really clear. So now your water's compromised. The soil is compromised. The air is compromised. And the food we eat is compromised, right? So we have to stay as healthy as we possibly can. And then all of the things that are happening on the outside of us, emotionally and mentally, is just creating more and more depression. And this whole pandemic, which they was needless, completely needless, what they were doing, not listening to, different kinds of people talking with each other, scientists. We're not listening to other scientists, and they were just following rhetoric. And much of the things that were conspiracy theories were proven that they were not conspiracy theories, right? So, and that they were proven correct. So what happens is that we have a huge amount of depression and mental and emotional health problems in the country today, and all over the world, actually. And when they locked down the schools, that created a whole thing for our children. And so we are fighting an uphill battle, but we have to understand that, you know, God doesn't give us anything that we can't handle, and that we also have to understand that we have to see where the disease is and the dis-ease is in the world so that we can take care of it and eliminate it so that we can be here for the greater good of all. And so, you know, it's not just about us. We want to make sure that we're consciously aware that we're helping the planet, being part of the solution and not part of the problem. It doesn't look like Brigitte is going to be here today, but I'm very familiar with a lot of the holistic approaches to mental and emotional well-being, and I'm certainly, her book is so easy to read that we'll kind of pick some safety subjects, and I can tell you, since, you know, I owned a dietary supplement manufacturing company, and we dealt with a lot of herbs as well, and so for 8 years. So I'm familiar with a lot of this stuff. And she, written this wonderful book called Mental and Emotional Health, Holistic Methods and Techniques for a Happy and Healthy Mind. And it was by Brigitte Morris, and the foreword is by Rosemary Gladstar, both fantastic people in the herbal business. Christelle Fiedler is the other one. There would be some reason, because, you know, we're old friends, and she does. She would be here if she could. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about stress, because what happens is stress is definitely the major culprit in my new book, To Weight Gain, right? Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss, a book that I just put out. And the audiobook is now out at audiobooks.com, chirps.com. It will be on Audible and Amazon very shortly. And I can tell you that everything that we're doing is about stress. So the body's response to stress is, you know, it activates that flight or fight response, like when you saw the dinosaur, you know, you fled, right? Or should you fight, right? But sometimes when you're overstressed, what will happen, that you have to look for the signs that somebody will be in emotional trouble, right? So these are some of the signs that a person might be under too much stress. They're under-eating or overeating. They could be sleeping too much or not enough. They could have paranoia that things are going to attack them. They can have thoughts of death or suicide that persist. They could have a lower or excessive sex drive, excessive fatigue or hyperactivity, feeling of hopelessness, and an inability to control emotions, and kind of be prone to tears or temper at even the slightest provocation. So that's our body's awareness to stress. Now, Nature's Pharmacy provides a lot of herbs and extracts and essences that actually help and support a frayed nervous system. So it's really a good thing to know about these things. And what's good to know is that one of the things that chronic stress can affect your adrenal glands. And adrenal glands is the Latin for kidneys. So the adrenal glands sit directly on top of the kidneys and produce fluids that enable the kidney to do their job. So 32 known hormones are released from the adrenal glands, including adrenaline, and cortisol and DHEA. And so if the adrenals are constantly on alert due to stressful lifestyle, they're constantly producing stress hormones, keeping us in a constant state of this flight or fight mode. So signs of adrenal fatigue could be recurrent infections or hypoglycemia, fatigue, insomnia, lower back pain. And then without strong adrenals, low testosterone can also occur. Now, one of the tricks that I learned a long time ago was that if you are in a situation where you need to have a lot of energy and you have none because your adrenals are too low, what you can do is you can take a quarter of a glass of water, distilled water, or just water, filtered water, and then 1/4 of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. Throw it in the water and stir it up and then drink it. And have another glass of water after that, because it could get a little hot in your mouth, but it will immediately, almost within seconds, give you enough energy to go through the day or get through what you need to do. It just supports the adrenals. But you do not want to do that all the time, because it's only for emergency situations. So what you can do to nourish the adrenals, it's from a lot of black foods, such as black rice, black quinoa, seaweeds, chia, sunflower seeds. You can also help with avocados or, peaches and chicken, salmon and tuna. They're also good tonic foods for the adrenal and kidneys. Now, coffee stimulation, that produces the adrenals to go into our fight or flight hormones. So excessive coffee consumption can lead to adrenal exhaustion too, so we don't want to do that. So a lot of supplements that you can use for adrenal and for stress is going to be vitamin B complex, and especially vitamin B12. There's a sublingual that you can put under your tongue. It just zones you out, and you can't get enough Bs. Your Bs will flush out of your system, so you don't have to worry about that. Also, vitamin C, and because these are water-soluble nutrients that go out with the water, so you can never really get enough. You know how you know you have enough vitamin C is when you start getting diarrhea. Now, I take 1,000 milligrams a day just for boosting the immune system to fight all those silly things that are out there. Calcium and magnesium can help ease the tension and irritability. Chromium, I take chromium picolinate every day because that can help balance the blood sugar in your body. And because all of these are required when you're under stress a lot, these nutrients are used up. And so there's a lot of calming herbal stuff that you can do. There's calming herbal baths that you can take. And here are different kinds of herbs that you can kind of take for stress. Ashwagandha, it helps build your chi and lowers your cortisol levels. Burdock root improves the function of most organs. California poppy helps restore the nervous system. Ginseng helps the body adapt to stress and gives you energy. Hawthorn calms the spirit and increases circulation to the brain. And also, if you have any slight heart arrhythmias or anything, it's very good for the heart. I know, as you age, everybody's going to get these heart arrhythmias. So don't get too afraid of it. You know, you can go to your doctor. But what I've done is I've taken Hawthorn tea, and within 5-20 minutes after I've taken it, everything is fine, and it's good for a couple of days or even a month or couple of months. So Hawthorn tea is really a good thing too. Kava Kava helps relax the muscles without blocking nerve signals. Lemon balm and licorice, licorice especially for adrenal deficiency. So there's lots and lots of stuff that you can take for that. And and also aromatherapy, where you can massage oils into your body or just sniff them. And some of the essential oils that relieve stress are basil, bay laurel, bergamot, cardamom, clary sage, frankincense, nutmeg, neroli, which is orange blossom, which is really pretty, rose, which is one of my favorites, pine, sandalwood, tangerine, thyme, Yang Lang, it's Y-L-A-N-G. I can never pronounce that, but it's called Yang Lang. I can't do it. Anyway, and jasmine. So these are the essential oils to relieve stress. And now, if you need to do the nourishing of the adrenals, then basil and juniper, pine, rosemary, and sage are the ones of essential oils to do that. Of course, there's always mind-body therapies and practices. You know, you can do visualization. You can, as a matter of fact, on the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss, one of the keys to weight loss is to be stress-free and to learn to think thin. So there's three or four stress meditations you do for 6 weeks to help you lose weight. So all of these things do work, you know, and prayer, of course, calms the spirit and keeps you connected. Biofeedback, hypnosis, all of these help that you can do. And also another thing, if you're really, really stressed, you can actually go and get some acupressure. And there's different kinds of pressure points that you can do to help you relax and do that. Another thing is that helps too is to get out of the situation. So sometimes going and gardening helps to get the stress away. Going down to the ocean and watching the waves, or walking in a forest or around nature helps a lot. Or even do a hobby, and that's really, really good to help with stress. Another one of the top things to help with stress is exercise. Now, exercise improves respiration, circulation. It sends nutrients to the cells. It stimulates endorphin production and flushes out your stress. So this is really, really good. That's a practical tip to do, just try walking. You can also try a relaxing bath. If you don't like to do something, just do it and get it over with, so that the rest of the day can be better. Another thing that people don't realize is clutter. Okay, if you are getting very stressed out, get rid of the clutter in your life, because clutter causes confusion and stress. So one of the things to help your stress is to get rid of the clutter. You can also help others, ask for help of others. You can pray for guidance. You can spend quality time with the people you care about, and definitely go out and have more fun. And also, count your blessings and be grateful, because this is very, very important when we have that going on, because being grateful helps to also give us a feeling of well-being. And so therefore, that's what we can do for a little bit of stress. And Brigitte Mars' book, Mental and Emotional Healing, Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Healing, is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any bookstore. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. She just writes great books, you know. So things that you can use. And so I want you to remember that and try and go to Amazon and get a purchase of that. So anyway, I'm going to be in Northern California at the end of April. So at the Soul Search, I'll be doing a seminar there, a really fun one, and a book signing for the Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss, and Symbols of You. So if you're in the area, visit my site, lyndamckenzie.net, and hit on events, and you can see where it's going to be. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMckenzie.net. At LindaMckenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMckenzie.net. Visit LindaMckenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and it's time to answer some questions for you. Since Brigitte isn't here, I'm going to open up the whole show to readings. So if you need help or information on natural health or life problems or spiritual objectives, feel free to call me in on our toll-free number. Remember to limit your question to one so I can get to each one of you. And you can call in at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Again, that's 1-800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. If you're listening, call in. I'd love to talk to you. And maybe we can solve a problem or just have a chat, you know, just to understand that I'm here for you in your corner. Again, the number is 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Another thing I wanted to talk about, this is also from Brigitte's book about, she has so many different kinds of things in here that it's great. But I wanted to talk a little bit about insomnia and sleep disorders, because I know that there's a lot of people that are having a hard time sleeping. Now, a lot of it could be if you're in an area with a lot of Wi-Fi, that can be doing it. We're in an area where there's a lot of aerospace around that are doing testing that they shouldn't be doing, and they wake me up in the middle of the night with these high frequencies that nobody else hears but me. But, you know, I just have to call him out on it and, you know, say, hey, boys, stop that. Anyway, so, you know, anyway, this is, but there are a lot of people that have insomnia and sleep disorders, and a lot of it is because of negative emotions or stress or just different kinds of things. But lack of sleep lessens our emotional resiliency, and it makes us feel less than able to meet each day's challenges. And so when we sleep well, we're able to meet the day, right? And it's the best way to improve sleep is to address the cause. So there's a lot of reasons why you can't sleep. What you do, what you think, what you eat, what you drink can determine whether or not you get the sleep you need. For example, I am dealing with a huge cutover for the radio network, computer cutover, and with different kinds of services and looking at options. So, of course, my sleep is disturbed. But the nice thing is that I will finally get to sleep at about 12, and then at 2 o'clock I wake up with the answer to what I'm supposed to do. So I think that's okay. So at least I can get to sleep, but some people can't. So also what you eat and drink can determine whether or not you get the sleep you need. Like caffeinated foods and beverages such as coffee and black tea and chocolate and cola drinks, even when they're consumed early in the day, can affect your normal sleep patterns. Alcohol consumption interferes with your deep REM or rapid eye movement sleep. Nicotine is a stimulant, and smokers can take longer to fall asleep than non-smokers. Many prescription medications contribute to insomnia, including antibiotics, cold remedies, decongestants, steroids, appetite suppressants, contraceptives, and thyroid pills. All stop you from sleeping. Allergies, pain, anxiety, and depression can all interfere with sleep, but sleeping pills can inhibit calcium absorption and are often habit-forming and can prevent dreaming, and this should not be a first resort or any resort for any sleeping problem. You know, it should not, okay? Here's a little tip. If you need to use the bathroom, and that's the thing that awakens you in the middle of the night, which happens a lot as we're seniors, as we're getting older, try elevating your sleep and practicing toe and heel lifts during the day to help the body absorb fluids that would otherwise go through the kidneys at night. Isn't that interesting? Okay, I'm going to tell you that again. Elevate your feet and practice toe and heel lifts during the day to help the body absorb fluids that would otherwise go through the kidneys at night. Okay, here's some nutritional therapy that helps you fall asleep, okay? Turkey, tuna, whole grain crackers and bread, nut butters, bananas, grapefruits, avocados, dates, and figs. They all contain tryptophan, and that's an amino acid that promotes the production of serotonin, and that's a chemical in the brain that helps you induce sleep. So try eating a tryptophan-rich snack an hour before bedtime. Okay, dates, figs, avocados, grapefruit, bananas, nut butters, turkey, tuna. Also eating iceberg lettuce, organic please, because those iceberg lettuce is definitely one that will have absorb all the pesticides because it retains a lot more water than like romaine lettuce and things. So make sure you get organic. But if you eat a little lettuce before you go to sleep, that helps you fall asleep as well. Some foods can actually disrupt sleep because they contain amino acids, tyramine, which discourages the production of serotonin. And so these are the things that you should not eat before you go to sleep. And that's a couple of hours before. Cheese, spinach, sauerkraut, ham, sausage, bacon, dark chocolate, which also contains caffeine, and also many members of the nightshade plants family, such as tomatoes and potatoes, eggplants, and bell peppers also interfere with sleep because they disrupt your calcium assimilation. In women, insomnia can be caused by hormonal influences, as when you have bloating from PMS. For women experiencing PMS, it can be important to avoid extra salt to prevent fluid retention and skip caffeine to prevent mineral depletion and to take extra calcium and magnesium to relax the muscles and promote a state of calm. For a bedtime snack, try a soy smoothie. Remember, organic soy, right? Soy is a plant estrogen source, and milk contains sleep-inducing tryptophan, so it's a good combination. A lot of supplements that can help you sleep and relax. Calcium and magnesium supplement is very helpful when taken right before bed because it relaxes your muscles and has a very calming effect. And so also the body also best absorbs calcium when we're at rest. B vitamins such as B3 and B6 can help produce the body's natural sleep chemicals. Take them 45 minutes before you go to bed. Otherwise, they can overstimulate the body and actually disrupt sleep. Theanine promotes sleep and improves immune function. 5-HTP helps the body make calming serotonin. So if you take theanine, 5-HTP, and inositol, they're particularly effective to helping people that have really trouble staying asleep. Okay, there's also healing herbs that help. Chamomile, hops. That's right, your beer hops. I don't know about the alcohol part, but hops. Both King George II and Abraham Lincoln said to have slept with hop pillows, and they'd make a new sachet twice a year. Passion flower helps slow down the breakdown of serotonin and gives you a much more peaceful state of consciousness and helps calm anxiety. Skull cap transforms into a chemical that stimulates the brain to produce endorphins, which calms you down. Valerian calms sleep disorders that result from anxiety. And wild lettuce, not regular lettuce, but wild lettuce, is a powerful sleep aid. Also, adding essential oils to a warm bath before bed can be very relaxing sleep aid. After the tub is filled, just add 7 drops of essential oil of chamomile or lavender for relaxing effects. You can put some on your pillowcase and inhale that to calm your sleep. Sometimes what I do is I will take a couple of drops and put it on a tissue or something or a handkerchief, and then I'll just breathe it before I go to sleep, and that helps to calm my nerves and everything down. And you can also try marjoram and neroli and nutmeg and my favorite, rose and sandalwood as well. Okay, when we get back, we'll get a little bit more about mind therapy practices on insomnia and sleep disorders. And call in 800-555-5453. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team.
Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're going to, you know, you can give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444 if you would like a reading or have something to discuss, or even if you have a little problem with sleeping, give me a call and we'll talk it out, okay? Anyway, we were talking about before the break all about the insomnia and sleep disorders, and today we're going to talk a little bit more about that with mind-body therapies and practices. Now, one of the things that people don't know, that to get good sleep, you have to get enough sun. That's right. Sunlight is the most powerful regenerator of our biological clock. So it influences us when we feel sleepy and when we feel alert. So a lack of light exposure can result in difficulty sleeping. If you have trouble falling asleep, spend some time outside in the early morning sunlight, even on cloudy days. Try taking a walk outside for 45 minutes or just sit outside for 45 minutes. All you really need is for your eyes to bathe in the natural light. And if sunlight isn't available, consider a light box or a light visor. You can exercise for better sleep. You know, in a study reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1997, Stanford researchers placed a group of sedentary people with sleep problems on a program of moderate exercise. After 16 weeks, the exercisers were getting to sleep twice as fast and were sleeping more than 40 minutes longer each night. Now, although exercise can aid sleep, some studies suggest that exercising too close to bedtime does just the opposite. So this is because exercise causes your body to feel awake and alert and energized. So, but if you exercise 5 or 6 hours before you go to bed and your temperature has had time to drop, you'll find you sleep easier. Another thing to do is establish a sleep routine. You'll sleep better if you set a regular bed and awakening time and do your best to stick with them. You know, make the hour or 2 hours before you go to bed a wind down period from the day's activity and stresses. Read, watch TV in a room other than your bedroom so that the body knows that the bedroom is reserved for sleeping, right? Avoid excess mental stimulation right before bed, such as action-packed TV or page-turning novels. I know that before I go to sleep, used to be I like to watch all that stuff, but now I find I dream a lot about that in my dreams, so I'm going to take a nice light rom-com, you know, I'm going to watch a nice documentary on wonderful birds and flowers and animals, on a music guy or girl that I like, you know, like George Harrison, watch a documentary on that, and so that I'm calmed down and I'm listening to music that I really like, and it kind of gets me all great there. But no more, especially news and stuff, you know, don't do news about murders and stuff right before you go to bed because it just induces negative emotions. You don't need that. That's why our news at least reports stuff without the fear factor in there. We don't give you the fear factor. And we also, our news, HRN News at 7 at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, is really the old standard where we actually check a couple of sources to make sure that things are right. And, you know, most times these days news is mostly opinion or what the advertisers want or what the six corporations that run the news, what their agenda is. And ours is just reporting news. One of the good things, I have to stop here because for a moment because it's very important. Right now, you're not going to find anything on natural health. If you go to the search engines, everything is going to the WHO and the FDA and all of this stuff. And they are definitely into the Western medicine module. So, you know, so there's two things you can do. One is we are the few places that still report on natural health news, everything that's happening. And I go to pull the news. I go through, I get a lot of things because I was president of Dietary Supplement Company for many years. So I still get a lot of stuff for studies in Europe and Sweden and things like that. America is not doing that many studies anymore. And the studies they're doing on supplements is for the negative because they're trying to put supplements under the thumb of the FDA and get a doctor to write prescriptions for your vitamins, which is ridiculous. So we're fighting that again, by the way. So, you know, go to your congressional representative and all that and just tell them, stop the stupid vitamin stuff. Leave us alone. You know, so, and the other thing is that on HealthyLife.net, if you go to the links page on HealthyLife.net, you know, you'll scroll down and on the, left-hand side is a list of things that you can do. There's even host videos and stuff over there, a lot of fun things. But one of them is links. And if you go to the links page, it will have a list of all of the natural health sites so that you don't have to search and that hard. And you can find reputable information. I've been into natural health since the 50s, right? So, you know, the mid-50s. You know, we've always been in natural health. And my family, my grandmother, anyway, from Italy and stuff. And I've been into doing it myself since I'm 19 years old. So I know a lot about natural health. And so I made sure that the sites on there were absolutely viable sites that you could trust. So if you need to know about alternatives for cancer, it's there. If you need to know about, you know, anything, it's really there. It's all the groups and stuff that what they're doing and whatever. So take a look there. Also, okay, so let's get back to establishing a sleep routine, right? So you can try taking a hot bath or doing some self-massage. Or even better, getting a massage, who doesn't like that, before going to sleep. And sex, too, can also be pleasurable prelude to sleep because it makes you tired afterwards if you're doing it right, right? Okay. You can make your bedroom a peaceful sanctuary, right? Avoid using the bedroom space for homework or to pay bills or conduct business or carry out arguments, right? Keep your sleeping environment quiet and dark and cool and safe. And it should be a calm color, such as a blue or a neutral color. Keep the bedroom between 60 and 66 degrees. Allow a bit of fresh air into the bedroom at night, unless you're using an air purifier, though not directly on the head. Put your bed in the quietest, darkest corner of the room and make your bed as comfy as possible. You can use natural bedding, such as organic sheets and blankets, to allow your skin to breathe. Now set the alarm clock and hide it where you can't see it to prevent the anxiety that can result when you can't sleep and keep looking at the clock, right? And that's what you can do. And make sure that you keep your Wi-Fi and television out of that room. Okay, when we get back, we're going to give you a little bit more tricks on helping insomnia and sleep disorders. So stay with us.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most,
with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there. Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And again, if you'd like to talk with me, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. I know you guys, when I ask that you call after the program, and I'll say, how come you didn't call during the program? And they say, and you all say, well, what you were talking about was so interesting, you know? And I said, yeah, but you know, you should call me because, you know, really, that's what I'm here for. This is your chance to get to me, and I would be glad to help you with anything I can. So again, the numbers are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. All right. So, okay. So here are some more things that you can do for insomnia and sleep disorders. One of the things that is good to know that electromagnetic pollution too close to the body can stimulate the nervous system and weaken the immune system. So avoid having clocks or stereos and electric blankets as your nighttime companions within 6 feet of your bed. Okay? So remember that, right? Dim the lights. Remember that light acts as a stimulant. So if a street light shines brightly through your windows at night, consider getting heavier curtains. If you're awake during the night and you need to go to the bathroom, avoid turning on bright lights. Okay, so we do have a caller. We have Zuli from Las Vegas. Hey, Zuli, how are you?
Hi, how are you, my dear?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just, I don't know if you can be able to feel it. The thing is, a lot of times I'm sleeping, and the thing is, sometimes when I wake up, I have a feel and I hear a little bit chirping, you know, like a cricket. And then I start feeling it like, it's like an electric vibe in my bed and all over my body. It's like a shaking, it's a weird feeling. I don't know what's going on. What is that?
Well, I think that somebody from the other side is trying to contact you and that you're not open to that, and that so they're trying to, you know, use a little energy to get you to pay attention. Is there anybody in your family that had a garden or would sit in the garden and listen to crickets? When you were a kid, even? Did your grandmother or your mother or
your my grandma used to have a farm.
Well, that's what I'm feeling, is that your grandma wants to talk to you, and she's watching you, and she's trying to help. So what I would do is, number one, before I go to bed at night, pick a night and just say, Grandma, you know, if you want to talk to me while I'm dreaming. because the line between two worlds is very thin, you know, and when you're sleeping. And but also say, God, make me remember what she's telling me when I wake up. And then when you wake up, have a pen and pencil by the bed and just start writing down little words or anything, experiences or anything that you can remember. And after a while, you'll be able to actually remember and hear the messages that she's trying to say. And also, she could stop coming because she's going to be talking to you in your dreams and give you the information anyway. So I really don't feel it's a negative, but I do feel that she wants to tell you something, and this is what's happening with that. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. If it continues, then you could just ask her to stop, and she'll have to go away. But I think that she's trying to get a message to you. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, great.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, then. Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Again, if you'd like a reading or information, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. So we were talking about the lights. Another thing that you have to really remember these days, especially teenagers out there, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, but even the moms can tell them if you're listening, avoid checking your phone in the night. The blue light it emits only will aggravate your sleep issues. Okay, so don't look at your phone. If you have to use them, use earplugs or eye masks to help shut out the world for a while. And eye masks are sometimes a must, especially if you're living in Iceland where during the bright summer nights, which last forever. Okay, all right. So the other thing is you have to also quiet your mind. If you have too much on your mind, like plans for the day ahead or things to do or people to call or write it all down and then let it go. This makes it easier for you to relax. If you are troubled about something, try to talk about your feelings with someone you trust, okay? Also focus on the breath because when you're ready to go to bed, try focusing on the in and out of your breath to soothe yourself to sleep. Coupling the breath with some sort of visualization. This is one thing that I do, is I'll take a breath and I'll say, okay, my toes are now relaxed. Then my ankles are now relaxed and I breathe in and out. And then you move slowly up your body all the way to help you fall asleep. And I'm telling you, but you won't reach your neck. Okay, just visualize and feel your toes falling asleep and your feet falling asleep and your ankles falling asleep, right? And you know, and that's it. And that's one of the things you can do. You can also visualize I can't even say anything today. I probably need a sip of tea or something. Visualize that you're in a safe, calm place, you know, so that you can relax and ease yourself off to sleep. So if you're thinking, if you have a favorite place in the woods or a favorite place to watch the ocean or in a flower garden, you know, you can just imagine yourself surrounded by the flowers and just breathe and just, you know, just relax, you know. So if you can't sleep for more than a half hour, don't fight it. Instead, get up, practice a quiet activity in a dimly lit room that won't rev you up, like reading, no thrillers, or knitting, or listening to calming music until you feel sleepy again, and then you return to bed. If you have trouble sleeping, try not to focus on the fact during the day. Just get up in the morning, go through your day, get into the bed at your regular time, and try the strategies you've found and to find a place to sleep more easily. Now, there are we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I just got the sign, so he's got the sign, and I got to follow the sign. All right, we'll be back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway.
Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, at least you were. Time is gone. Oh my goodness. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. That's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lindamckenzie.net. Don't forget to visit my website to find out the events and the book signings and the radio shows and TV shows. I got a new thing to tell you at the end of the month, but it's a surprise. But I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of forgiveness, joy, and balance. Bye.